Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, Apple just launched the remarkably low-cost MacBook Neo, but the latest reporting from Mark Gurman at Bloomberg says the company is also planning to push deeper into the high end with more quote-unquote ultra devices. Gurman points to five upcoming products from Apple that he describes as having a higher-end Ultra experience. Gurman is careful to say that Apple might not use the Ultra branding for all of them, but that they will be Ultra in terms of things like features and, of course, pricing. There's the upcoming iPhone Fold, new AirPods equipped with computer vision cameras to feed visual intelligence to Siri, the new M6 MacBook Pro with OLED and touch support, the foldable iPad with a rumored 18.8-inch display, and higher-end iMacs featuring beefier processors and larger displays. Three of those products are reportedly set to launch this year, including the AirPods with cameras, the foldable iPhone, and the M6 MacBook Pro with OLED and touch support. In regards to the MacBook Pro update in particular, Gurman says that the upcoming laptops will likely sit above the current M5 Pro and M5 Max MacBook Pro models rather than replace them. So while Apple could keep the traditional MacBook Pro name, a MacBook Ultra label would more clearly signal their position at the top of the lineup. This so-called MacBook Ultra is set to be released before the end of the year. In other news today, speaking of the MacBook Neo, Asus co-CEO S.Y. Hsu reacted to Apple's announcement of this budget-friendly machine and its effect on the PC market. Speaking during the company's earnings call, Hsu said, quote, "In the past, Apple's pricing situation has always been high. So for them to release a very budget-friendly product, this is obviously a shock to the entire industry. In fact, in the entire PC ecosystem, there have been a lot of discussions about how to compete with this product," end quote. Hsu, however, did question the MacBook Neo's ability to handle productivity-heavy workloads. He described the MacBook Neo as a, quote, "content consumption device similar to the iPad." He said the MacBook Neo is a different use case from a mainstream notebook, which can often handle more compute-intensive tasks. Unfortunately for Hsu, the reviews of the MacBook Neo paint a picture that the product is more than capable of handling most productivity tasks that you can throw at it. While it's powered by an iPhone chip and has 8 GB of RAM, the MacBook Neo holds its own in benchmarking and in real-world usability testing. While it is true that the MacBook Neo won't match higher-end products in terms of speed and performance, it certainly holds its own against similarly priced PCs on the market. We're sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your cards. Most CardPointers users save more than $750 per year with these recommendations. CardPointers is available on all of Apple's platforms, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. In other news today, supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has some interesting insights around the new MacBook Neo and potentially what could come next. Kuo has quite a bit of credibility around MacBook Neo. He claimed last June that Apple would release a 13-inch MacBook powered by the A18 Pro processor in late Q4 2025 or 2026. So, nearly a year ago, Kuo nailed the screen size and the processor of the new MacBook Neo, and he even accurately predicted the silver, blue, pink, and yellow colors. So with that in mind, Kuo says that he expects Apple to ship between 4.5 and 5 million MacBook Neo units. Looking to the future, Kuo says that the second-generation MacBook Neo was originally expected to feature a touch panel to compete with Chromebooks, but his latest industry checks reveal that the MacBook Neo 2 might not have that upgrade after all. Instead, Apple is planning to reserve touch interactions for the higher-end MacBook Pro that we just talked about. And finally, Kuo says that Apple is continuing its work on an OLED MacBook Air, slated for a launch around 2028 or 2029. Rounding out today, the first reviews of Apple's Studio Display XDR were published earlier this week, providing our first in-depth looks at the mini LED panel, the 120Hz refresh rate, and more. The general consensus is that the Studio Display XDR is a beautiful screen, though it comes with the traditional Apple external display price tag. One interesting tidbit, however, came in The Verge's review, where John Higgins spotted that there's still one Studio Display XDR feature coming in a future update: support for full calibration. Apple touts that the Studio Display XDR offers a ton of built-in reference modes, ranging from Apple's own modes to ones from Adobe, and even a new mode designed for medical imaging presets. Higgins writes, however, that the factory calibration of the Studio Display XDR has one noticeable flaw. Brightness at the lower end of the grayscale is too high, so shadows aren't as deep as they should be, and some of the darker colors are too bright. In the future, however, Studio Display XDR will have full calibration support. Higgins explains that this is something he expects every true professional or studio to do. Right now, there's only fine-tuned calibration adjustments for things like white point and luminance, but full calibration support that covers a wider spectrum of settings will be enabled with a future software update for the Studio Display XDR. There's no timeline on when this update will be available, but today is officially the Studio Display XDR launch day, and you can order it for $3,299. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.